I don't think this administration has come in with big thoughts about procurement policy. The real interesting thing here is this policy statement could go either way. It could be actually quite meaningful if it's carried out to fruition. On the other hand, there's not much guidance about what it really means. I think the interesting thing is the president has called for far more competition. And a lot of the procurement reform in the 1990s went in the opposite direction, which is less procurement competition and more comfort for the agencies that they could do whatever they wanted.
Isn't competition in this way inherently transparent? Isn't this the classic form of transparency?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about competition is that agencies spend a lot of their time avoiding it. So if you're at a DOE lab, you argue that when the lab was competitively procured, that was the important competition, and now we can do whatever we want as we spend the government's money down into the next level. Or if the Army or the Navy buys a turnkey facility that's barracks for soldiers, they can argue, well, we can go buy furniture from China rather than buying the kind of furniture that's been approved at Army specifications at the Corps of Engineers. So for every competition that occurs, it may forestall lots of other genuine competitions. So should you compete the furniture in a building? Should you compete at the DOE labs for a lot of the different functions there that may be hundreds of millions of dollars in government money?
There's also a lot of the sense of by some people is that there's going to be a lot of oversight in there as well. And we've seen that in the stimulus package where there's a lot of money going to inspector generals for oversight of how that money's being spent. What's your sense? I mean, it's always been sort of this almost conflict between competition and oversight. Where does that end up?
Well, you can spend money on the rear end, if you will, investigating a contract. Or you can spend money on the front end in having a competition and running a good contract. I think we've always all agreed that you need both. You need to have a good strategy for the procurement at the front end to avoid problems in the rear, but you have to have people looking at things to make sure that the government got what it's due. The problem is a system that's becoming unbalanced. There is not enough competition. There is not enough of the genuine head-to-head competition that does give the transparency that you were talking about a moment ago, Amy. And so those are key issues, I think, that if this statement hints at a direction that the president's going to take us that's different, it might be refreshing, but it is hard to read this statement as being profound.
You mentioned the people. There's no OFPP administrator. There's no deputy director of management. And they want all this done by September.
Well, you know, you have good career staff and you have a FAR council, but the real question here is what will be the leadership? Now, Vivek Kundra is a very interesting figure, and the question is whether he can scale himself to do all sorts of things like this, because he is a truly innovative figure. And the question is, can you innovate when you have the size of procurement budget that the federal government has, as opposed to the CIO job in the District of Columbia, where the expectations, unfortunately, for District of Columbia government are very low. So he was seen as a breath of fresh air. But I think he's somebody who is a genuinely, potentially transformational figure. And the question is, what does he believe and what will he do?
What's your sense as to where this ends up in terms of both for agencies and also for contractors out there who are watching this very carefully, of course?
Well, I think, you know, a Democratic Congress is not going to investigate a Democratic president. So you have both the House and the Senate in Democratic hands. Public contracting is open for investigation, and I think you're going to see a lot of congressional committees doing this. Claire McCaskill, for example, is going to be a major player. So I think we're going to see the IGs feeding the Congress and looking at these things. But I think, frankly, it is time to reconsider what the procurement reforms of the 90s have given us and look at whether, you know, in fact, we are competing things adequately. And I think the answer is no.
And it's always been a little bit baffling to me why people wouldn't fully compete things, because it's not that difficult now to do a competition in some form or fashion. is pretty easy. The tools are out there. You can do it relatively quickly. Why wouldn't one put something out for competition?
Well, you know, when I'm in a classic position that I'm usually arguing for that on behalf of a private company.
Right.
Why is it going sole source, either by a sole source justification or by one of these other sleight of hand sole source things? And the answer is it's easy. It also gives us exactly the person we want to deal with when we're the government. We don't have to take the chance that it's going to be somebody not Billy and Susie that we're used to dealing with. And so I think it is ease and comfort, and there's value to that. On the other hand, frankly, competition should be the sine qua non of government contracting. It is our national government contracting policy since 1984 and the Competition and Contracting Act. And I think there's a real centerpiece of thought to that we get painfully burned when we get too far from.